You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Welcome back. You're on New Hampshire Now with 914-15 ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate joining us for the program. In just a moment, my conversation inside Victory Lane with Kyle Busch. You're not going to want to miss that as Rowdy was victorious yesterday at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun. Excited about that interview. We'll hear that in just a little bit. This hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by Orange Leaf Frozen Yogurt at 70 North Main Street in Concord, a convenient location for your next business meeting, offering 16 different flavors of frozen yogurt as well as smoothies in a relaxed environment. Orange Leaf at 70 North Main Street in Concord. And this segment of the show brought to you by the Bechtesh Shriners and their murder mystery dinner taking place on October the 7th. You're not going to want to miss it. Bechtesh Shriners, one of the great charities in the capital region, doing so much to support local kids. Encourage you to check them out. The Bechtesh Shrine located at 189 Pembroke Road in Concord. They also have bingo on Thursday nights. Bechtesh Shriners, proud sponsors of the New Hampshire Now program. Rowdy was the winner yesterday at the Hampshire Motor Speedway, and Loudoun caught up with him in Victory Lane.
Congratulations to Kyle Busch. He takes the checkered flag here at New Hampshire. Came in on the pole, so you had to feel pretty good about your chances here today. How did it come together for you?
Just execution. You know, we were just able to do our job and do everything right. We were able to keep ourselves up front all day long and race with the 78 car for a little while, and then the race with the 20, we kind of held him off there through the middle, late stages of the race, and good pit strategy and good pit calls in order to keep the car handling right and keep it up front.
Kyle Larson said he saw you and the 78 being pretty much equal throughout the course of the day. Is that the way you felt it as well? The wreck obviously separated things?
Yeah, the 78 was a little bit of ahead of us there that first run. We just weren't quite right, and then we made some adjustments to the car, got it way better, and we were able to keep up with them there for that second run. And I was right on them a couple times trying to make a move in traffic, but just couldn't quite get it done. And then obviously they had their issues there at the end of the second stage, so we didn't have to race them much after that. But you know, fortunately for us, we stayed out of trouble and got the job done.
How did you stay out of trouble in the wreck on lap 150? It seemed like you just literally skirted through it along the side wall, a back wall, obviously, and the wreck itself. How did you avoid it?
It was just there was a car in front of me. You know, all I saw was smoke, so I was just slowing down, checking up, trying to get stopped, and then there was a car in front of me that was just kind of squeaking through there real slow, and he made it through the hole. So I was like, okay, that tells me there's enough room, I can make it through. So just kind of followed through real slow, real smooth, and you know, didn't touch anything. So that was good.
When you see just smoke, what is that like for you mentally? When you don't obviously can't see in front of you, don't know what's going on, what kind of clicks in for you?
Basically, hopefully they're not there when I get there, right. You know, that they're still moving a little bit. And my spotter was telling me the track was blocked in the middle, but it was more middle high. And fortunately, there was just enough room to get through.
How do you feel this kind of sets you up for a championship? Obviously, you're on to the round of 12. This is a track you've done well in the past. Do you feel this sets you up well?
Yeah, I mean, any win obviously helps you and gets you through to the next round. We don't have to worry about Dover next week, but although we got real fast cars and we've been real fast there over the years. So I like going to Dover. That's a good place for us. And then, you know, we reset and go into the next round. So for us, it's just all about trying to build our cushion with these bonus points, these stage wins, and these race wins in order to get ourselves, you know, a better cushion.
Rowdy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Kyle Larson finished second in Sunday's race.
Did you feel like the 18 was the best car today, or was he just a beneficiary?
Thanks. Well, I thought the 78 and the 18 were fairly equal. And then on the long runs, I felt like I was better than them. But on short runs, they were quite a bit better than us. So, I don't know. I think those two cars have been a little bit better than us for the last couple months. But we've still been working hard at it.
Do you feel like you're right there in terms of being able to win a championship based upon this finish? And as you said, you have been right there with those teams.
Yeah, I feel like we're championship contenders. We just got to keep the good runs going, keep the consistent runs going, and we should make it the homestead.
Finally, how difficult is, you know, this track in terms of patience on a day like this? It's hot, obviously, and it's difficult to pass here. Was it difficult to kind of maintain that patience, that consistency to get to that second place finish?
Yeah, I mean, patience is a big thing here. You know, I guess you can't get too excited on restart stuff, put yourself in a bad spot, you know, at this point in the playoffs, you know. So, you know, I think the earlier in the year when nothing's really on the line, you can be more aggressive. But for the guys in the playoffs, you got to be, you know, safe and consistent.
Kyle Larson right there. This is New Hampshire Now, presented by Orange Leaf Frozen Yogurt and the Bechtesh Shriners.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have caught the train to Louisiana. See? seen the trouble that